and welcome to a Time Pods Culture Show. Sorry for the delay.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo.
All right, so my name is Catherine, and with me here in the studio are, of course,
Marco and
Irene. So ciao a tutti.
We've got the whole team here today to talk about an important part of Italian travel culture, I think. That's amusement parks. So specifically, what are we talking about, guys?
We have 3 amusement parks to talk about. And they are like 2 big ones, traditional ones, like Gardaland and Mirabilandia. That's their names. We'll talk about it in a minute. And Italia in Miniatura, which is small...
In miniature.
In miniature. Micro Italy.
All right, so Italy in a in a little small space.
In a teacup.
All right. So, Italy, like most other countries, has a lot of theme parks, and we're talking about the most exciting and important ones today, so we hope that you can visit these places, check them out.
Yeah, because I think, you know, when you're traveling in Italy and then you're bored with all these churches, all this stuff, and the kids are all,
Italy
let's
is
go.
Always so, and just cultural,
culture,
but it's not.
Culture, and then the
you
kids are like,
you can also have fun.
I don't like the church, I want to go to an amusement park. You can go to the amusement
park.
So amusement park, we're talking about rides, we're talking about games, we're talking about roller coasters. So first, can we just give a little bit of Italian? How do you say roller coaster in Italian?
Montagne russe.
What a weird phrase. Montagne russe. So Russian mountains. It's a good good way to remember it. Russian mountains, Montagne russe.
And, okay, I have to say I am a big fan of Gardaland. So Gardaland is the oldest one and is the most famous one, probably. And it's close to the Lago di Garda, the Garda Lake.
Right, and it is in the province of Verona.
Mm-hmm.
And
So in the north of Italy.
Right, in the north. And it's visited every year by more than 2.8 million people. So Italians all go there, I think.
Every day.
All right. And it's owned by a British company, Merlin Entertainment.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, it was opened in 1975. But
Fatto
a very
curioso.
Fun place to visit, agreed.
And whereas Mirabilandia is close to Rimini, Ravenna,
yeah.
Okay, so in Romagna.
On the coast. All right, so I've been to Gardaland, and I'm a big fan of Gardaland. It's very, very fun. My favorite, I'd have to say, is the Blue Tornado. Do you guys have a favorite ride at Gardaland?
Yeah, my favorite is the pirate one. I don't know how to call it.
I hate it.
No, I like it.
It's the one where you always vomit at the end of it.
No, like,
whoa,
I didn't.
Whoa.
That's me. Shh.
Okay.
It makes my stomach have butterflies. Don't make fun of me.
So, no, okay. And my favorite one is the teacups. No, okay, so the one I hate most is the teacups.
Really? Does that make your stomach spin?
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Why?
I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't see how people can be entertained on those teacups.
Well, there's an interesting fact about Gardaland that I didn't mention earlier. What is the famous Italian... This is a quiz, by the way, for you two. What is the famous Italian TV show that featured
Bim
Gardaland?
Bim Boom Bam.
Yeah.
Bim Boom Bam.
It was a kid's show in the 80s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Bim Boom Bam.
Also in the 90s, yes, because I watched it like... Yeah,
every day
it started at 4 o'clock.
Okay, anyway.
And the intro had parts of the intro had been shot in Gardaland, so famous images.
And the mascot of Gardaland is Prezzemolo.
Yeah, è Prezzemolo.
Really?
Which is a small dragon.
I think it's a dragon.
Dino Dragon. Yes.
All right. So there are lots of big plans for the park. They're going to be adding on in the 2009 season. So check out for that. They're also going to be doing, I think, a Legoland kind of thing. So
I'm crossing my finger.
No, Marco's very excited about that one.
So and then okay, but Mirabilandia is newer.
Is newer,
but it's bigger, right?
But it's bigger.
Tell me everything you know about Mirabilandia, Irene.
Okay, actually, I don't know a lot, but I can say that you can have a lot of fun in Mirabilandia, and there is so much new adventure, fun adventure if you go there, and it started like in 1997 to be famous, before it wasn't so famous.
And who is the owner?
the owner at the beginning was Berlusconi.
Okay, so so are you telling me that I should go to Gardaland or Mirabilandia?
Now there is not so much difference because the owner is not Berlusconi anymore. So you can go to Mirabilandia if you want.
Political disclaimer. Go with the disclaimer, Catherine, before they sue us.
We are not a political organization, nor are we aligned with any political party of any kind. We do not support or detract from any candidates of the Italian political system or the American one. But that aside,
all right, and
we do have our individual opinions, not company opinions. So
okay, and then
proceed with caution.
The last park that we want to talk about is Italian Miniatura. That is actually.
Cool.
Is it all of Italy
in a miniature size, or is it like little examples? It's like in America we have Epcot, so we have all the parts of the world. There are little things that represent like Asia and Africa.
No, it's just like Pisa. You have Pisa and the Piazza dei Miracoli. So you have the Pisa
important.
Tower, yeah, and the Duomo of Pisa and la 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 la. So the most important things in Italy. So you can have Florence, the Duomo of Florence, and la la la. You can have Milano, the Duomo of Milano.
So it's like all the famous sites in Italy in one little place.
And actually,
yeah, and it's so good because it's made so well.
So I've never been there, but I just want to say that there is a video on YouTube of Raffaella Carrà singing Tanti Auguri in the Italian Miniatura.
Yes. I like it so much.
We'll have to post that on the website for this lesson.
So trash.
Oh, wow.
But it's so Italian,
so
actually.
Very Italian.
So where is it, though, in Italy? Where's...
In Rimini.
It's in Rimini, too, wow. On the coast.
So if you go in Mirabilandia, you should go also to the Italian Miniatura because it's very close.
So Italy in miniature... Is the English translation. So small sites, yeah. Italy.
Okay, so to recap, Gardaland, amusement park near the Garda Lake in close to Verona. Mirabilandia, another amusement park down, not south, center south, near like Bologna and Emilia Romagna.
Yeah.
And Italia Miniatura, which is Italy in miniature.
Also on the east coast, northeast coast. So please go ride roller coasters, have fun, get away from those churches for a little while, and we hope that you're able to visit some of these places. They're very fun. We've had great times there. So that's all from us here to Time Pod. Check out the website, timepod.com.
Write us an email at italianpodpraxislanguage.com.
And send in any suggestions that you have or questions that you have about places you want to visit or haven't visited or would like to visit. We love to hear what you've got to say. So that's it for today. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.